Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. It's almost like you haven't been at church for a couple weeks. You're so chatty and like connecting with people. There's a reason for that. We haven't been at church for a couple of weeks. And so great to see everyone gathered here. And did you have the feeling this week like your week was scrambled? Like Wednesday was Tuesday and Monday was Thursday. That happens when you don't have church. Church really sets us for what's ahead in the week. And it may feel awkward even to be here, but doesn't it feel good? It always feels good to be here, to be inspired by what God has for us and to receive his best gifts. And today we're going to receive that in the body and blood of his son, Jesus Christ, to let us know that he's with us and that he is truly, God truly has the ability to let all the things of the world go and focus on you today, to focus on the healing, love, and forgiveness that you need. That's what God gives to us in our worship service today. Just a couple notes before we begin. Again, just a thank you to the elders and everyone's patience. And my illness last week, it was just bad timing, frankly. I do not like missing church. I look forward to it greatly. And wouldn't you know it, two in the morning, I got really sick. So thankful to be back here and to be with you. But also it gives me a heart for all the people in our church. There are many people that are sick in our congregation, and we want to uplift those concerns and illnesses in the service today as well. Just a couple of notes before we begin. We had a successful food drive. Diane Crocker was really behind putting together, organizing, and coordinating this food drive here in our community. And it goes to the Philomath Community Services Food Bank and the Gleaners. The bags were handed out yesterday. Next Saturday, we're going to pick up the bags full of peanut butter and all those good things here in the community. 2,000 bags were passed out. If you have a desire to help out and collect those bags, come talk to me. Our area is from 26th all the way to 19th, from Philomath Boulevard all the way down to Chapel Street. So we got a good amount of homes that we need to pick up all the food, and that's our designated area for the city of Philomath. So talk to me if you'd like to be a part of that. Probably an hour and a half next Saturday. Saturday, I believe that's March 1st, 9 to about 10:30 a.m. It goes to just an amazing cause that is helping with the food insecurity that is really becoming a growing issue in our area. Let's see, the other thing to share is that right around the corner is the season of Lent. Ash Wednesday is March 5th. Peace celebrates the season of Lent in a special way. We really want to build our hunger for what Jesus' sacrifice meant for us on Good Friday and what his resurrection means on Easter. That's what Lent does. It builds a hunger in us for what it means that God sent his son Jesus for us. We celebrate here at Peace with gatherings on the Wednesday nights at 5 o'clock with soup supper, and then followed with a service that's going to be based on the acronym SCARS, S-C-A-R-S. I know that's not spelled correctly. It's an acronym, so acronyms sometimes don't follow the spelling. SCARS stands for really what it means to be forgiven by God. If you want to hear about that, if you want to be captured by what God's forgiveness means and how that makes our walk as a Christian a little deeper than just surface level, that's what we're going to do this season of Lent. So if you have a desire to help with one of those soup suppers, we really need you to help and provide soup. The sign up for the soup suppers is on the bulletin board and the fellowship hall, bulletin board in the hallway going into the fellowship hall. Sign up and participate that way. This is a communion service. It is the fourth Sunday of the month, but it's always good. We say this in the words of consecration. Do this as often as you remember me. And the idea is that do it as often as you can, whether it's the third Sunday of the month or the fourth Sunday of the month. Do it in remembrance as often as you can in remembrance of me. And so today we take the body and blood of Jesus. You can receive it in a couple ways here at Peace. One is by taking the communion packages that are on the cabinet in the back. They are marked, there is a G that marks the ones that are grape, and there are wine packages as well. You'll take communion seated in the pew, Or you can wait for the ushers to guide you forward to receive communion up at the rail at that time. We'll guide you through that moment in our worship service. One other note, we're going to take a brief moment to install our officers for the 2025 year that were voted into place at the annual meeting. I believe that was February 2nd, so that's going to come also in our worship service. We'll take a brief moment to introduce the officers and offer a prayer for them as well. I think that does it for the announcements. Are there any other announcements to share before we begin? Good deal. Good to see you guys here. Good to see everyone smiling and happy to hear what God has for them. We'll begin with our worship service with our confession and forgiveness and asking God to lead us today.